This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Wildfire conditions are dangerous today for parts of the state. There are red flag warnings for Colorado Springs and Fort Collins this afternoon and onto the eastern plains. Colorado's U.S. Senate candidates are heading into the final weeks of the election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports one candidate has a lot more money than the other.
Both Democrat Michael Bennett and Republican Joe O'Day had strong fundraising numbers, according to documents filed this weekend. Bennett raised $5.3 million. O'Day raised $3 million, which included a $1 million loan to his campaign. But Bennett has more money to spend before Election Day. The incumbent has just under $5 million left. O'Day, on the other hand, has about $712,000 in the bank. Both candidates do have some outside groups backing them in the final weeks. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The veterinary medicine complex at Colorado State University is going to get bigger. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The $278 million expansion on the Fort Collins campus will include a livestock teaching hospital and an animal specialty hospital. One of the clinics will educate more students in small animal clinical practice, as well as meet increased demand for regional and national veterinary care. Hands-on surgical training experiences will increase. The demand for veterinarians is expected to grow nearly 20% over the next decade. The project will break ground early next year and will be completed in phases through 2028. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver all have highs in the 70s this afternoon. Mountain highs near 60 and cooler for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.